to the Challenge to Change podcast. My name is Hazel, and this podcast is all about the little changes we can all make that will have a positive effect upon planet Earth. If you're new here, welcome. If you've listened before, welcome back. The Challenge to Change podcast has been brought to you on behalf of ANSER Environmental Services. To find out more about ANSER, please visit ANSER, which is ANSA.co.uk. Let's get into the podcast episode. So before we get into the main parts of this podcast episode, I want to share quite a startling statistic with you all. So following the big plastic count, the UK throws away a massive 90 billion pieces of plastic every year. And that figure is from the 225,000 people that kept track of their waste for the big plastic count study. So that's a massive figure, and quite a concerning one as well. So ahead of Earth Day, which takes place on the 22nd of April, and the focus of Earth Day is plastic waste and the impact of plastic waste upon our planet. So ahead of that, really, this seems like the perfect time for me to share this particular podcast episode, where I'm going to look in more depth at a zero waste shop and the process involved with using items again and refilling them rather than buying a new product. So we will look at that process, we'll look at what's involved with using a zero waste shop or other types of shops that will sell refillable products, and we'll look at, you know, the process involved with that, which of course is tremendously beneficial to our planet because it does reduce waste. As you may know, if you've listened to the Challenge to Change podcast before, I have talked about refillable products, I've talked about zero waste products before on a number of podcast episodes, and I will link those episodes in the description of this one. But to make it much easier to find those episodes, those are episode 63, 56, 55 and 47. But you will no doubt find that in many of the podcast episodes I will probably make some reference to zero waste or using refillable products. So let's find out about the process of using a zero waste shop. What is involved with that? So the first thing to note is this. You may well have a shop that is close to you, maybe even a supermarket that sells loose fruit and vegetables. So that's a really kind of easy win when thinking about buying something that is free of packaging. So you may also be lucky to have a zero waste shop close to you. And as I've mentioned before on this podcast, there is a zero waste shop that is close to me. So what do we do? How do we approach a shop of this type? The process of using a shop like this is different than using other types of shops. So what's involved? Let's find out. So the shop that I go to, as you enter the shop, there is some instructions very close to the door that tells you what you need to do. So you can, and I would encourage you to take a container with you that you're going to put the products that you're buying into. So for example, if you are going to buy laundry detergent, washing up liquid, to give two examples there, you would generally tend to reuse a container that has previously contained washing up liquid or laundry detergent. Of course, you could use another container of your choice if you choose to do so, but it is probably wise to say that once you have put laundry detergent or washing up liquid into a container, continue to use it for that purpose. Don't, you know, try and fill it up with food there afterwards, because that wouldn't really be a good thing or a safe thing to do. So once you have your container with you, you can then use that container to fill up with a product of your choice. So sticking with laundry detergent and washing up liquid. So the next thing to do would be to take the container to have it weighed. Now there may be some variation with different zero waste shops, but the one that I go to, you would take your container to have it weighed, and then you would fill up your container. If you've not used a zero waste shop before, the person in the shop may be very helpful and either fill the container up for you, and they will certainly show you how to do it, although it's really straightforward. So you fill up your container, and again, sticking with the shop that I go to, you would have the container weighed again, and you pay for the laundry detergent or washing up liquid by weight. So you would then pay for that product. So generally speaking, there is a little bit of a saving there, certainly with washing up liquid, perhaps a little bit less so with laundry detergent. As I'm sure you're aware, laundry detergent does tend to be a little more expensive overall, but I think I have found that there is a little bit of a financial saving to be made, certainly with washing up liquid, when buying in this way. So looking now at a different example, the zero waste shop that I go to also sells herbs, spices, nuts, seeds, dry fruit, and also sweets actually, and chocolate as well. And you can use a paper bag for these types of items, or what you can do in the case of herbs and spices, you can take a herb and spice jar with you to the shop and refill that. So if you have the types of containers, more often than not they're made of glass, that contain herbs and spices, you can take an empty one of those with you and fill that up, and there will be a spoon provided to do that. So when thinking about things like nuts, cereal, sweets and other items of that kind, or products rather of that kind, you can very often use the mechanism on the front of the container that they're stored in to release that product into your container. So again, if you've got a container that you've taken along with you with the purpose of continually refilling it with that particular item, you can do that. The shop that I go to does actually sell pre-loved containers, so you could buy, for example, a mason jar from there and fill that up with the products of your choice. And then of course, going forward, you would continue to fill up that particular container with the same product, or you could choose something different if it's a similar type of product. So if you know, if you're choosing a different cereal, for example, you could use that same mason jar for a different type of cereal, but of course you would want to keep it for food products rather than something else. So the shop that I go to, alongside the products that I've already mentioned, also sells coffee and loose leaf tea. So that's another type of product that you can buy and refill continually if you choose to do so. Another important point to note is this. If you are concerned about things like allergies, the shop that I go to, they don't use the same spoon twice. Of course, they don't throw the spoon away. That would be very much counterproductive. It gets cleaned and it gets sterilized, and then it can be used again. So once you've used the spoon, you do need to provide it to the person in the store so that they can clean and sterilize it before it can be placed back out again. For the shop that I go to, I don't know if they do that with every single item. I think it probably depends on whether the item in question is likely to cause allergies. So if you are someone that struggles with allergies, whether they be mild or quite severe, that's probably a question that you want to have with the person in the shop to make sure that you're confident And of course, you know, that's very much the individual to sort of take those steps to, of course, keep yourself safe. But if you're not someone that has allergies, it's simply just a case of following those rules in the shop and providing the spoon or the whatever you have been given to use to get the product into your container, providing it that back to the person in the shop. Of course, that doesn't apply if you use the mechanism on the container in the shop itself to release the product into your container. So this is only when you're using a separate utensil to put the product into your container. But don't worry, because it is really easy to do. So if you've never been to a zero waste shop like this before, why not give it a try? You will, of course, be supported by the people in the shop. They will help you, and it doesn't matter if you've been a number of times before, they will, of course, help you and support you in that process of using the shop. But why should we care? Why should we change the way that we do things? Why does it matter? Well, the answer to that is this, as I talked about at the beginning of this podcast episode, based on the big plastic count, there was a huge amount of waste created there. Granted, that waste would have most likely gone into the recycle bin, which of course is a really great thing to do. But as we've mentioned before on the Challenge to Change podcast, we can, as individuals, do more. So by choosing to utilise a shop of this type, we reduce our waste overall. So it's a really helpful thing to do. And with my experience of using a zero waste shop like this, I have had the same plastic container for laundry detergent now, I would say it's about 3 years, it may well be longer. So of course, by using that example, you can quite clearly see that most people in houses tend to go through quite a lot of laundry detergent. You know, we're always washing clothes, aren't we? So we use a lot of that type of product. So if I was buying a new plastic container, or maybe even a container of another type, although of course, as you know, generally speaking, the type of laundry detergent that we would buy in a shop or a supermarket, by and large, does come in some form of plastic container. So if I was going out and buying a replacement for that each time, just in terms of my household, you can see that over the space of a year, or actually only a few months, you're going to create quite a lot of waste just with that one item that is used within a household. But if we combine that with other items, such as shampoo, conditioner, washing up liquid, herbs and spices, which we've mentioned, if we combine that with all of those other products as well, that waste really does start to build up. So by using a zero waste shop, we can significantly reduce the amount of waste that we create. Another thing that is worth noting, that my experience of buying refillable herbs and spices has been that there is a significant financial saving by purchasing in this way. Because I think the reason for that is that when we buy a glass jar of herbs from a shop or a supermarket, we are in part paying for the container that the herbs and spices come in. So by refilling this type of product, we actually do make a financial saving. It's worth noting as well, I think, that when using a shop like this, if you don't have one very close to you, so you need to go out in your car to make those purchases, it's probably worth making that journey combined with another journey. So where you need to buy a number of things, or you need to do a number of things in the place that you're going to, or if you are looking to refill some laundry detergent, for example, you may want to try and make sure that you have other items to refill as well, so you're not just making a journey for one product. And I think another important thing to note is this: you may want to write on the container in question what you actually have in there. So, for example, in our bathroom, we currently have a shampoo bottle that actually contains shower gel. Not particularly a big deal, doesn't really matter. But if we were using a container that previously contained something like shampoo and then you put laundry detergent in it, it would be particularly important that you clearly labelled that up for reasons of safety. However, of course, you can get around that very easily by keeping the same kind of receptacle or the same kind of a container for the products that you're going to refill. So whilst I don't suppose it would be the end of the world if we tried to wash our laundry with hair conditioner, we probably wouldn't get a very effective wash. It wouldn't be much of a clean laundry wash, but if we attempted to wash our hair with laundry detergent, that of course would be a rather bad thing to do. Definitely not safe. As I say, we can of course keep ourselves safe by sticking with the same type of container to contain the products that we are refilling with. So use a laundry bottle for laundry detergent, a washing up liquid bottle for washing up liquid, and so on. But if we don't do that for any reason, make sure you label up the container. And I think the final two points to note are this. By shopping in this way, we are helping to support independent businesses and local businesses, which is a really great thing to do. So not only are we helping the planet by reducing waste, we are supporting local business and we're supporting perhaps the town in which we live, if this is where the shop is located. So that's also a really great thing to do. Alongside this, you will find by using a shop of this type, you have more of a kind of close relationship really with the person in the shop. So you get to know them. It's more of a personal experience where you can have a conversation. It's very different than going into a very large shop or supermarket. Whilst there is nothing wrong with that process at all, it is quite different to use a shop of this type, and it's quite nice to get to know the person working in that shop, whether it be the shop owner or someone that they employ. It is a nice, enjoyable process. Equally, in fact, you are connecting with like-minded people. Obviously, by choosing to shop in this way, there is an indication there that you care about the planet and you do want to do your little bit to make a difference. So you are able to connect with other people that are also doing their little bit to make a difference. So that may be other people in the shop, or it may be people working in that shop. So that's also a really nice thing. And finally, I think additionally, it does give you that sense of achievement and really kind of a sense of personal well-being, because you know by shopping in this way you have made a difference to the planet. So there is that sense of well-being by doing this. The process of shopping isn't just then a task. It somehow becomes something that much more beautiful. It's not just practical, but there is an emotional aspect to it, because you know that you're making a difference, you're connecting with people in the shop, and it does give you that sense of personal well-being, or at least that has been my experience of shopping in this way. So I think that gently brings this podcast episode to a close. I really hope that some of the information that I've shared here has been useful to you. Please do take the time to like, comment and share. I would be so grateful if you would do that. And let's all do our best to challenge ourselves to change today. Thanks for listening and bye for now.